Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onetta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onetta Forbes. OnettaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Onetta. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Randy.
The last time I spoke with you, you were starting your winter adventure and you were in Barcelona. Obviously, you've moved on from there. So give us an update on what you've seen, what you've done, and some of the adventures.
So I am sailing on Regent Seven Seas Voyager, and I'm pretty lucky to be sailing from Barcelona. We touched base in Cadiz, and now we're cruising down the west coast of Africa. So just to tell you about the cruise ship, it's a luxury all-suite cruise ship with around 350 suites, and they all feature private balconies, wonderful bathrooms, and personalized butler service, which we have, and also many other suites have it. And I can tell you, the food's really good here. There's got multiple restaurants, everything from casual poolside meals to French and Italian cuisine. And there's great entertainment on board with live music. There's theater shows. There's a casino. I lost my $10, so I don't know if I'm going back, but casino's here. There's a great spa, a fitness center. There's a jogging track and nice shops. As well as a really high crew-to-guest ratio. So one of my favorite crew members is Wei, and he is the tech guy on board, and he helps us all with all our tech questions because we all need to be linked in, right?
Yes, we do, no matter where we are in the world. We get kind of nervous when we can't connect.
I know. That's it. That's it exactly. So after Barcelona, we did have a sea day, which was a good time to just settle into the ship life. We, you know, unpacked, we wandered around, checked out where could be a favorite lounge or coffee spot. And then what was kind of neat about it, and it's throughout the whole cruise, there's different talks by guest speakers here. So you don't have to always be in port, but it's a nice opportunity to enjoy life on the cruise ship, right? And so I can say that Cadiz being our first port, it was a rainy day. So I would definitely recommend at this time of the year to pack a raincoat or a slicker. Umbrellas are available on board, but Cadiz is beautiful. It was easy walking, lots of histories. You could see orange trees and great as if you were there long enough to see flamenco dancing. So it was a perfect introduction to southern Spain. And then we had another peaceful day at sea before we reached the Canary Islands. And we visited two islands here. One was Lanzarote, which almost felt outer worldly with volcanic landscapes and vineyards growing straight out of black lava. And it was amazing to see that. I've never seen that before. It was like depressions in the ground with rocks surrounding it, and then the trees or the vineyards were growing the different vines with the grapes, and so kind of interesting. And every residence or building is white, so kind of a very neat place to visit. A lot of people go there to do long stays in winter. And then we had Tenerife the next day. And this is where you were able to enjoy the beaches, but also it has a pretty dramatic mountain backdrop. It's funny. You could be on the beach, look up and see a snow-capped mountain. Pretty neat. And then we had a long evening in port. So we got to visit, you know, different places that we wanted to. Christmas Day was at sea, and it could have been, it was a really nice way to enjoy Christmas Day. The ship was beautifully decorated. The meals were festive. It was neat to spend Christmas surrounded by an ocean, right? And then we went into Cape Verde, stopping in Mindelo, which, you know, beautiful, colorful streets, live music everywhere. And that was our first taste of Africa. It was neat, I have to say. And then we came into Dakar, Senegal. And I have to tell you, it's chaos. There's so many people. And interesting fact, and the ship warned us, way ahead of time that when you're in port, you can't get internet. It's just something that happens. So if you are one of those people that get nervous without your internet, you just have to deal with it. It's only for one day.
It's only for
And
one
then,
day.
yeah, and then you leave. So here it was huge as far as like visiting Goree Island was, that's where it was, where the slave traffic started in Dakar. So it was very powerful, emotional, sombering all at the same time, and understanding the history of this part of the world. It is amazing to be here, but it is really crowded, lots of activity. If you really needed the internet, one of the tips that we got from the speakers is do a Google search before you get here and see a nice hotel, which was like the Pullman. Go have a coffee, use your internet if you really needed it. So there's my hot tip. And then we went into the Gambia, and it's called the Gambia. That's two countries in the world that have the as part of the name, and the other is the Bahamas. And we sailed into Banjul. It's smaller, it's quieter, incredibly warm and welcoming, with the markets, the river landscapes, and it was a good way to see Africa again in a different way. Be prepared for poverty, be prepared for delightful smells. Just be prepared. But it's a good way to see this part of the world. And then we came to Abidjan, Ivory Coast. Again, busy streets, lagoon views. It really kind of changes your expectations about West Africa. I'm going to say, as you continue your journey down West Africa, don't expect a huge tourism development. It was pretty neat, I have to say, because what happens when you arrive here is that the customs officials have to come on board, and then you have a face-to-face where they take a copy of your passport, and then you get a sticker that says that you can go onto the land, into port. But then they are focused on tourism because they really do want to build it. So we had like a police escort
Oh,
on our
really?
crew. Yeah. So we had four motorcycles that flanked our bus and drove us through every single traffic light. If there was a roundabout, they blocked the traffic incoming into the roundabout so we could go. If one, like it was like a three-lane highway in each direction. So if our three-lane highway going in one direction was backed up because it was a day where people went back to work after the holiday, so it was busy, they would go into the opposing traffic
No way.
and shut down one lane with our police escort and then make us go through that way. So there's two lanes going in the opposite way, and we were going forward. So, and then they, so we did not have any traffic problems. Where in Dakar, there was lots of traffic problems.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's interesting. How
So,
many people on a tour, though, for to do that? Like, I would think the process of going face to face with a customs official takes a little time.
it does. We were delayed a good hour from when we were like the tour start was supposed to be because there was lots of different tours departing, maybe not going to the same destinations. So it was time in, but I think they tried to make it up with the police escort. And I've never had that happen to me in my life. So I was pretty impressed, very
No
impressed.
kidding. So, and if you
Right.
weren't on a tour, an official
Yes.
tour, then you wouldn't be allowed off the ship.
Yes, you could. You still had to go through the process.
Same
And
process.
then,
I get it.
yes. And then there were shuttle, and there have been shuttles to different places within like the central marketplace in each destination. And then you would just do your own thing. But again, I do recommend that you be cautious. You are in a third world country. You have to understand like their yearly income is quite small. If you're obviously a tourist, right? So you have to make sure that you're not wearing big gobs of great jewelry on you, or dressed in a manner that invites somebody to come and grab your backpack or,
And no police
slice.
escort, obviously.
No police escort. Yes. So, it's a different way of life. It's a way to see if you want to come back, obviously. But you have to understand that perhaps your tour guide may not be able to express themselves in English in a manner that you are comfortable with or you understand. So we were when we were in the Ivory Coast, we had these great big buses, but it just blew hot air. Like, so you were hot. So there, one bus didn't have any air conditioning. We were told when we were entering Africa that at night you have to turn off your lights. Like, if you have a window in your cabin or a balcony and you have the lights on your balcony on, you have to turn them off. Or say, like, for an example, like I work remotely still, but it's 8 hours ahead. So I work in the evening to capture my clients in the morning and during the day. And then I get this knock on the call, Miss Odanta, your lights are on.
And so
So I have to
why is
change.
that?
For pirates, for
Safety reasons.
people that want to attack the ship. And
Really?
also, we were told that we would see additional security on board, and we have been. So on the upper deck during the days, if you're at sea or if you come back from a port visit, you're just walking around on the track on the deck. You notice these two gentlemen that are, and this ship's security that are walking around looking for ships, looking for
And are they
somebody that's
heavily
dead.
armed?
No, not that I see. I can't
Oh,
see.
yeah.
I can't see anything.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's shopping's fun because usually they have different booths or like canopies with different tables of local shopping, like clothing or jewelry or masks. So that's always fun. And one of our tour guides yesterday said, if they ask you for $60, go for 10 or go for 20. Okay, I'm okay with that. That works in my budget. But interestingly enough, not all, like, if you went kind of lowball, they just let you walk away. They don't need, like, but even though obviously they need money. And another interesting fact is they can take credit cards.
They're pretty high tech
Not,
then.
yes,
They learned their
they're,
lesson, I think, right? People would
yeah.
offer a credit card and
But you know what? Like, we are in very depressed areas, and going through the markets is just chaotic. Like, you're going through a market and you're going through the area where there's fish, very live fish offerings, because a lot of people don't have fridges, right? Or store it. So they have to shop daily. So when you come back to the ship, you might want to just make sure, like, you disinfect everything, like the bottom of your shoes and stuff like that. So it's very,
Interesting. Very
it is,
interesting.
yeah. And then, so today we were in Ghana, and you do need a visa that you can pre-purchase before you get on board. And again, it, like we were, we went and we did a panoramic view of the twin cities, or the second cities here, like Takoradi. And I apologize if I'm not saying the names correctly. And it was interesting, just seeing everything. You saw the influences of, like, the different rules, whether it's Dutch or French or British, and then they became their own state. What their industry is like. We went through a fish market today, and today, because it was part of the holidays season, all the fishing boats were in, and you would not understand how they were able to cram them all in. And then you would see like different flags for a lot of like soccer teams, like FC Barcelona.
Oh, yeah.
Who they're interested in. I saw one Canadian flag. I saw, Italian flags and Spanish flags and stuff like that. And then they took us, so they showed us where all the fishing boats were. And then we went into where they, because the fish has to be fresh, right? And it has to be when it gets harvested, for lack of a better word. They showed you how they make ice so that the fish are put in ice. To keep them. So it was quite interesting just seeing that, that process and such. So you do what you have to do in where you are, right? This is a hot destination, third world country, but fishing's, that's their industry, so they have to protect it, right?
Very interesting, very fascinating. Must be quite a
It
culture
is.
shock, though, right?
It is. And you, but you have to be. I think the biggest thing for travelers, you're not in Canada, you're not in the US, you're not traveling in Europe. You have to be respectful of their customs and recognize you're not going to get air conditioning in some
Get
cases.
used to the heat, in other words.
Yeah, wear sunscreen, wear a hat, wear loose clothing. Don't draw attention to yourself, even though we are tourists. You know what? You will see us.
Well, yes, I
So,
always used to say, you stick out like a sore thumb. Like, as much as you try to not look like a tourist, you may as well just
yes.
have a sign above you that says, I'm a tourist.
Right. And then what you can do is, look at your itinerary before you go and just see which areas take euros, which will accept US. I break down a lot of my big bills, like yours. Like I have a lot of fives and stuff. And I guess I must be, I forgot this because we don't have $2 bills anymore in Canada. Somebody gave me change of a US $2 bill, and I'm looking at it and thinking, is that real? Like, is that a legal? I had to Google it to see if it was a legal tender. So I tried to use it again in one of the stores, and this Ghana mama looked at me and goes, oh, I'm not going to accept that. And I go, yeah, it's real. Mostly. But,
So where are you off to next for your cruise?
So tomorrow I'm in Togo, and then I'm going to San Tome and Principe, and then before the end of the trip, which is in Cape Town, I'm going to Walvis Bay, Namibia.
Wow, and quite an adventure. And you literally are going down the coast of Africa. It sounds like if you started in Barcelona and the Canary
It
Islands, and you're
is,
going to end up
yeah.
in South Africa.
Yes, yeah, it is. And I wanted to do it because Africa, if you've ever gone, it will change you. And a lot of people go to South Africa and Kenya and Tanzania. It's probably their first stop of Africa, maybe Egypt, but West Africa is different. It's not as touristically developed. So we have to be aware of that and accept it and be open. I know people were hot, after the bus ride with no air conditioning. But unfortunately, that's just the reality in some
That's just the
places.
way it is, exactly.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like an
Yeah.
amazing adventure. I can't wait to hear more. Onetta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her adventures on Facebook, Instagram, and X. That's when she has Wi-Fi or internet. At Onetta Forbes. OnettaForbes.com is her website. Truly amazing stuff. So I can't wait to hear more.
Yes, I'm very blessed and I'm grateful to start 2026 on this amazing adventure.